UK.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 5th of December. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin, with Hello. Her hat, with her bush hat.
Hello, back from the bush.
Absolutely. So cool. So welcome back to the show. We've got another great guest to talk to in the second half of the show. We've still got tweets to read out. We've still got emails to read out. I've had a tweet from the lovely Natalie Bonnet, and she says, Vanilla Web, can we have a shout out, please? The deadline to book for our Kent Creative Connect event on Friday, the 8th of December, is today at 6 p.m. So if you're going along to the Kent Creative Connect event this Friday, you need to book your place by 6 p.m. today. It's a great event. And Twitter have kindly shortened the link for me so that I can't read it. So let me just click on that and see what it brings me up.
She was at Slow Puff on
it's
Friday.
An event. It's an Eventbrite link. It's eventbrite.co.uk/Kent Creative Connect. So do that. Or easily follow Natalie. Kent Creative Art is her Twitter handle. What you got, Jules?
I have. The government has dropped plans for a huge lorry park off the M20 and a massive U-turn. Is this to do with Operation Stack?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the government says it will no longer be going ahead with the plans for a £250 million park near Hythe, just days after saying it was still fully committed. It means plans will be taken back to the drawing board, with options due to be presented to the public next year and submitted in 2019. But it has today told the High Court it will no longer be defending a judicial... How do you say that?
Judicial...
Judicial
review.
Thank you. Against the plans for the proposals near Stanford. I could say it in African.
In Afrikaans.
Yeah, with a little click. So the proposals near Stanford and has scrapped the plans entirely, sparking a wave of reaction across Kent. The DFT, Department for Transport, said it's been trying to bring in the lorry park as quickly as possible and meet environmental obligations, but found that this was not possible. Paul Andrews, what's the word on the street with this? Because I've been away.
It's obvious that they should scrap it. It was a stupid idea in the first place.
Yeah.
The problem we have in this country, and I'm not going to dwell on this too long, because I had a bit of a rant about this last week. Basically, lorry stops are a necessary part of transport now. It's not just Operation Stack.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough lorry stops on the motorway network in this country. We need more smaller lorry stops. I just drove to Belgium for the weekend,
yeah,
through France and Belgium. There's lorry stops every 5 or 6 miles. There's toilets every 5 or 6 miles on a motorway network.
Yeah.
We don't have that in the UK. We need that in the UK. Yeah. And then you wouldn't need to build all over half of Kent to park 10,000 lorries.
Going back to what we said about Manston, or what, yeah, I'm always ranting, smaller airport hubs rather than building another thing at Heathrow.
Yeah.
Where I always have to spend 4 hours trying to get there.
And then putting 6 more lanes on the M25 so that it's not... Yeah.
Mad,
it's called network queuing theory, and nobody in the government knows how to do it.
Sort them out, Paul. What's the matter with you?
I've had a tweet from Deborah Turner, the lovely Deborah Turner,
of
You Image Consult.
Yeah.
And she says, Business Bunker, shout out, please. Can women in business, this is for hashtag women in business, hold the date. International Women's Day 2018 is on the 8th of March next year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a huge event in Kent, and she's going to let you have the details soon.
So the date is?
The date to bear in mind is the 8th of March.
No doubt you'll be there if it's women in business.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll be right in the middle.
Absolutely, I will.
Yeah.
You're right.
After Julie Blackmore's very, very interesting talk to Bunker listeners, Lindsay Allen has contacted. I read her piece out before I went off to Namibia, but she's working for Age UK, and she's running the Personalised Independence Programme. And she's given me her mobile. She says that, listening to what Julie said, there are lots of elderly people who are on their own all through the year. And this is something I have with my mum. My father died 4 years ago, but she's joined loads of clubs. You know, she was with him for 64 years, so it's huge. She's joined loads of clubs, and she's always busy Monday to Friday. But weekends, there's nothing. And I say, why don't your mates ever go out, you know, for Sunday lunch? Or because I always feel sort of, you know, anxious if she's alone. And it seems to be that nothing happens at weekends, or, as you say, Friday evening. That's a brilliant thing you're doing. So Lindsay's asked us to read out her mobile. If you'd like to get involved in supporting an older person for Age UK, it's like a volunteer programme, just to help them, to sit with them, to, you know, listen to them, maybe take them shopping. But the number of Lindsay Allen is 07718117776. So that's 07718117776. The Personalised Independence Programme, helping elderly to be independent but giving them a hand. And I think that ties in very well with what Julie is doing too.
Yeah, we have a lot of older people actually contact us, because when people retire, there's an awful lot of mental health issues that go alongside
huge
that.
Gap.
Yeah, let's say being on your own, lack of money because you've retired now, a lot of life changes when you retire.
So, huge issue. Illness and difficulty getting about. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, mobility.
Just
on that subject, I'll get my wife to tweet the organisation, but what we do is once a quarter, we have some elderly people come around to our house, and we cook them a roast dinner, or we do an afternoon tea where they're fantastic. All on their own. So they all have a volunteer that goes and picks them up, brings them around to the house, and then they get out for the afternoon. And that's tends to be on a Sunday afternoon. So
that's lovely. Where do you live?
In Minas Bay.
Because I'm quite elderly now. Minas Bay?
Yes.
Okay, I love Minas Bay.
So do I.
That's really nice. So your wife and you do it together?
We do, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, well, Mick does the washing up.
Yeah.
Mrs. Mick does the cooking.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't do the washing up to her satisfaction.
I reckon he orders the Chinese in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need some of that hot curry paste.
What a lovely idea.
Yeah, and it's very rewarding, actually.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Cool, good stuff. I've had another tweet from Deborah. Deborah Turner's on a roll today.
She is.
Yeah. She's also asked for a Business Funk shout out for women in business to nominate themselves for the Kent Women in Business Awards. She says awards can transform your business. Celebrate your success.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can find out about the Kent Women in Business Awards by following their Twitter handle, which is KWIB_awards, Quip Awards.
Do it now.
Mm.
Clearing the Air. This is a new report, and it warns that future air quality proposals risk disproportionately hitting small firms unless they are implemented fairly. Clearing the Air finds that policies such as clean air zones in England have the potential to hit up to 1.5 million SMEs, small businesses, and self-employed, and it calls for a greater support for small firms to mitigate the impact. Paul.
Yeah, sorry, there's
you're
a whole...
not concentrating.
No, I am. There's a whole Twitter conversation going on, wait for this, with a tree. There is a tree tweeting.
A tree?
A tree. And the tree is... in Trafalgar Square, and it's the Norwegian pine that goes up in Trafalgar Square every year. And it's now got its own Twitter handle.
Has it?
And there are some hilarious tweets. Trafalgar Tree, follow it on the Twitter. It's some hilarious tweets. And Fiona Stevens of this parish is currently heading over there to sing it a song. Don't ask why, just follow it on Twitter, because it is mad. It is mad. But back here on the Business Bunker, Dragon Co-working have been on, and they say, join us for some great networking from 6 p.m. this Wednesday. This is a free event. Just turn up. It's the ABC 6 o'clock club this Wednesday at Dragon Co-working. That's at the St. George Hotel in Rochester.
Nice one. I love Rochester. Mm. Test out the new digital hub. This is British Business Bank, BBB. It's running a survey to find small business owners to test out the development of a new digital hub for scale-up companies. And the hub will provide information to help SMEs choose the finance options best suited to them. The survey takes around 3 minutes to complete. Please go to www.surveymonkey.co.uk. As usual, it'll be on Kent Business Radio website after the show, if not already. He's very diligent, you know, Julie. On the 6th of December, Sevenoaks have I'll start again. 6th of December.
Do you want to borrow my teeth?
No, maybe. I've actually got a bit of Parma ham stuck in my tooth. I don't know if it's my age. I need to see a dentist. 6th of December. I had it for breakfast, darling.
Oh,
with,
dear.
With a little avocado. It's very hip, you know, I am now.
Parma ham and avocado. She's so posh, isn't she?
I'm not allowed to eat corn. I'd love cornflakes. 6th of December, the Sevenoaks first Wednesday. That's where I went wrong. You see, I saw the first and the sixth, and I thought, well, the first is gone. It flabbergasted me.
It threw you, didn't it?
It bamboozled
a lady of your age doesn't cope well with numbers like that.
Bamboozled me, darling. At any age, I never cope with numbers. 6th of December, Sevenoaks first Wednesday is at 10:30 till midday. It's at the Weald Heights in Bouchere Close. How posh does that sound? Sevenoaks. The sat nav, if you're driving, is T for Tango, N for Norman, 131, P for Percy, and D for Donald. join the team at Weald Heights, who will be just close your mouth, who will be showcasing this.
She has her own phonetic alphabet.
Some of the listeners actually sent me in the correct one to help me.
Did they? That's so kind of them.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn it.
I actually do. D for dog.
Hang on, in Brownies, I did learn. Semaphore, was that where you did all that?
Yeah, no, semaphore flags. Yeah.
I mean, when have you ever used it?
Oh, all the time.
I mean, I learned about baobab trees. When have I ever needed to know about a baobab tree? I mean, really, Paul? Join the team, they say, at Weald Heights, who will be showcasing their spectacular new care home in the... Here's one for you, Paul, look. New care home, centre of Sevenoaks. Sponsoring the event is David Hawes Gatt from Chevening Financial. A small business with a big heart, sponsoring the community beyond finance. To find out more, go to sevenoakschamber.com.
Fantastic. Do you know what?
Shall we speak to...
We're going to talk to someone sensible again.
To Mick.
Yeah, we're going to speak to Mick.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the first time again, onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Mick Curtis, who's Managing Director of Drinks Warehouse UK. Mick, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you here, Mick. He's all wrapped up warm with his scarf because it's a bit chilly in
here. Yeah, but I'm so excited because he's based in Ramsgate. And I do love an East Thanet, a sort of a Thanet
business. Sorry about this, Mick. You're excited because he's based in Ramsgate. Yeah. Nothing to do with the fact that this man owns a warehouse full of booze. No. No, that wouldn't be it
we've
at all, would it?
We've arranged a meeting when I surface in February.
Yeah. A tasting event.
Yeah. Mick, we could do a slow pop in the warehouse.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely. Mick, tell us a bit about you. You established your business in 2007, I believe.
2010 it was.
2010, I do believe.
So 7 years. Paul Andrews.
No. So I knew there was seven in there somewhere. Lucky seven.
That's it.
Yeah, 7 years you've been going. So tell us a bit about the business. What inspired you to start it? What your background is, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, firstly, I'd like to thank Julie, who went first. Mm. It's not that pleasant following Mother Teresa. my business is certainly not as exciting as Julie's, but the business was started back in 2010. I worked for a local company in Canterbury prior to that for 8 years, a company called Parker Steel.
I know them well.
Yeah, great family-owned business.
Is that, it's not Pens, nothing to do with Pens. It's a
completely different. It's steel stockholding.
Okay, yeah, because I go past that. It's by M&S there. And
yes. Yeah. So great business. And I just felt that I needed to focus my energies on something for myself. So, we started the business back in 2010, and we are where we are now. You know, we're an independent wholesaler based down in Ramsgate, as we mentioned.
Whereabouts are you based? So I can be ready and put it in my address book.
we're based down near Manston.
Just
down in Ramsgate. So that's where our head office is. That's where the main hub is.
Did you ever, Mick, did you ever use Manston Airport at all?
I did, yes.
I loved it, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. It was just such a shame it didn't take off.
I see what he did there. It's a pun.
It'd be interesting to see what happens there moving forward. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it would have been great for the local area if it had worked for the area.
And when they build more houses, what will they need? An airport? All those people?
Exactly.
Anyway, back to Drinks Warehouse. Yeah. We're not going to revisit Manston Airport again.
I'll start ranting.
As a wholesaler,
yep.
You're bringing in drink. So how do you source what you're supplying? That's the question I'm trying to get.
So basically, what we are is we supply to the licensed trade. So right. We supply to all of the pubs, the restaurants, the clubs,
the hotels.
Yes. And as I mentioned, you know what we are is we're a composite wholesaler. So we sell wines, beers, spirits, kegs, gases. Mm-hmm. Soft drinks, you know, the anything and everything that you would see in a pub, including including crisps. So local crisps from Kent Crisps.
Kent Crisps, oh, right, okay, my very cool. favourite.
Yeah, great product. Yeah. You know, and we, what we do is we focus on supporting local. You know, we only distribute around Kent, so right. You know that's our area that we distribute in. But we do work 7 days a week, so.
Okay.
You know, there's no risk for the wicked.
So basically, you're a one-stop shop.
We are, yes.
If you're in the hospitality trade.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And so how do you source the things that you sell? I mean, let me tell you where I'm coming from here. Especially in Kent, these days, there's a lot of artisan producers. You know, there's people making gin, there's people making cider, there's people making beer.
I know distillers.
Yeah.
All the Kentish wines.
Yeah, Copper Rivet, all those kind of people.
So there's great brands and companies that we work with locally, such as Anno Gin. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever...
Love that. Yeah. I've imbibed many a gin from
them. A guy called Peter, who's one of the owners. Yeah. Great guy, great product.
We actually had lunch with him when he first launched the business, if you remember, Jules.
Yes,
with Harry Covert's gaff.
Yeah.
We're also partners of people like Chapel Down.
Right, okay.
So, you know, and we distribute all of their beers and wines.
Because Kent sparkling wine has really taken off, hasn't it?
It has,
couple of years.
The sparkling side is fantastic. The still wines are amazing. Mm. It's just actually keeping up with the volume requirements, you know, supply and demand. Unfortunately, you know, we need more of the product. So, and with how popular it's actually become not just in Kent, but it's UK wide.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we also work with other local producers, you know, people like Charrington Cider.
Yep.
Mm. You know, which is a really, really good niche product, you know, and all of that works because people do want to, they do want to stay local, you know, and that's what I think that's why we've been such a success story.
Right.
Touchwood, you know, over the past 7 years is because we are seen as the best locally.
Right.
So, you know, any decent restaurant, any decent pub, any decent hotel, you know, if they're not part of a chain, and as Jules mentioned earlier, we won't go into it, but you shouldn't be going into these
you
places
shouldn't.
Like Wetherspoons in Ramsgate Seafront. You should be going into Miles Bar, Enoteca, The Bench, you know, all of these privately owned
local
businesses.
Independents. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Definitely. Mm. Definitely.
Absolutely. So how do you go about sourcing your stuff? Do your customers come to you and go, listen, could you... we'd like, you know, 45 cases of cider and 55 cases of bitter. Oh, and can you stick us some Curious Brew in there? I mean, how does it work?
Well, we're major partners for all of the main brewers. So you've got all of the main brewers throughout the whole country, you know, the likes of Heineken, etc.
Right. Okay.
Now, we offer all of their portfolio to our customers.
Right.
And then what we'll do is, we stock over 3,500 products in the warehouse. So,
how many days will I have to go down?
Yeah, two.
it's a difficult job trying to make sure that the stock's always there. Mm. So, you know, what we'll then do is, within something like our wine portfolio, that's a bit more detailed. So that's where we'll actually look and we'll try and offer the service of from vine to glass. Mm. So, you know, we'll actually go out to the vineyards, we'll try the wines, we'll take customers out.
Such a hardship
for
you.
Yeah, it is a hard life. Mm. But it's part of our, you know, it's part of our service that we pride ourselves on, you know, giving the added value to our customers. So, you know, if a customer, especially if we've got a loyal customer, you know, and they want to try a new product, then, you know, we go out to Spain, we go to France, we go to Italy, and we'll then go out and we'll go direct to the vineyard, and we'll actually try that grape, you know, that then turns into the wine.
Because there's some amazing carvers, I believe now, more taking over almost from Prosecco.
I think that'll be an awful long time.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I do.
I've imbibed some stunning carvers.
I would prefer to drink carver than Prosecco, but unfortunately Prosecco is so popular within the UK, and I don't see it letting up.
And how do you see cider coming? Because I see that as quite a biggie this Christmas.
Cider's huge. I mean, it's absolutely monstrous. It's a huge market, but every brand, every brewer, you know, they're always bringing on new ciders, new flavoured ciders, because it taps into that young market.
Mm.
I think that, you know, we've seen a massive, massive, and, you know, there's a high in gin at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, everyone seems to be drinking gin.
Mm. I'm not a drinker, so I'm a bit out of the loop with this kind of thing. But a few years ago, you had all those kind of youth market things. I don't know what you'd even call them.
Alco Pops.
That's the chaps. Alco Pops. They were all really big a few years ago. But that seems to have faded away.
Died a death.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me loads of Jaeger bombs once about 4 years ago. My son's friend. And God, I was hyper for till about, I don't know, 2 days later.
I'll make sure we have some Jaeger bombs on the slope off Friday. Make sure I get an invite.
Need them. What about, Peter Beanie, Madcap Brewers?
No, I don't.
In Faversham. So I'll introduce you to him. He's got some amazing brews down there. Very, very small, but great. You'd love him.
Yeah, and I think it's now just having the offering, you know, that everyone wants. And I think that with 3,500 products, you know, there's not many wholesalers that have got that many products within their portfolio. And like I say, it's very difficult to make sure that you stock in every single product that's available out in the marketplace, because it's just impossible.
Yeah, sure.
And are you only dealing in Kent, or do you go nationwide?
We are only in Kent at the moment. We're currently looking at different avenues, but I think the target for us is to make sure that we capture Kent and make sure that we own it. And at present, yes, we do. So there's no point dropping our service levels and not giving the service to our customers that we want to, just to sacrifice delivering into another area at the moment.
See, I think that's brilliant as a business strategy. I would say that, wouldn't I? Because I'd do the same as you with my businesses. But it is a brilliant strategy to dominate a local market by the quality of service is what's been so lacking for so many years. We have big national services that lose sight of the local market. They don't understand the local market. They don't understand local people. And, you know, quite frankly, the service levels drop off. So I really love what you're doing as a strategy, and I think it is exactly the right strategy.
I think the thing with our industry, Paul, is it's a very, very old-fashioned industry. Mm. You know, people expect the dray to turn up to drop the kegs.
Yeah.
You know,
you've got a cart horse, have you?
And I think when I started the business, as a team, we looked at it and said, right, what added value can we actually offer to our customers? You know, what innovation can we bring to this industry? Because this is so old fashioned, and it all comes down to service levels. You
absolutely,
know, it has to.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. So how do you develop your customers? You know, you trawl around all the pubs and restaurants and hotels in the county going, hello, we're Drinks Warehouse.
We've got a very, very good external team and a very good internal team of salespeople. So, you know, they will trawl through the list, like you say. Mm. You know, but I think when we first started, it was a case of us going to the customers and touch wood and long may it continue. But now it's the customers coming to us.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, they know that if they want to get that added value, that support, you know, little things like, you know, we host, we build, we update websites for our customers all free of charge.
Wow. Right.
So, you know, and that's unheard of in the marketplace. Yeah. But we want to give that added value. So, you know, we have a small marketing team. Of which one of them is an apprentice, as Julie was saying earlier, you know, and these guys do such a great job, you know, and they really, really are focused on what our customers want.
Yeah, absolutely. And the proof of what you've done is in the pudding, isn't it? The proof is in the fact, as you just said, that when you started out, you had to go to them and make people aware, and now they come to you. And that's indicative of the quality and the type of service you're offering, because people are finding you because of that service level.
Yeah, and I think it's also, you know, you'd done an article earlier on the FSB. You know, we made sure we was with the FSB early doors in our existence, and, you know, they've supported us massively moving forward. Mm. You know, last year we had a great accolade. We won the Kent's Mega Growth 50 Awards, which was the fastest growing business privately owned over the past 4 years in every business sector in Kent.
Mm.
So, you know, that was a great achievement for myself and our team at the business. And it's something that we're incredibly proud of. And what we've got to understand is actually it's not just about that top of the tree. Mm. You know, actually, what gets us there is the rest of the staff.
Mm.
You know, and with everything that you're involved in, I mean, you must see this more than most. But, you know, I think at the moment it's key, and it's something that we drive throughout the whole industry. I mean, we employ on attitude. Don't worry about skill set.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, let's employ on attitude, and the skill set will follow.
Absolutely.
But you've got to have those right people in your organisation. You know, and I sit here. As you said, you know, I sit here taking all the credit for it, but actually, it's the other guys that make my job easy.
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely, and you're absolutely right about attitude, and that is a consistent thing that we see right across the hiring spectrum. Funnily enough, again, the Business Bunker, in conjunction with the FSB, runs a program in schools called 30-30, in which we go. It's a free program that we deliver in schools for a couple of hours, where we do a couple of workshops. But we tell young people about what businesses need, and we break the news to the schools that it ain't GCSEs. It's attitude and it's work ethic, and it's a willingness to work, and that's what we're looking for, and we can train everything else. So I totally agree with you on that, Mick. What's the plan? Where do we go from here? You've 7 years, you've won the Mega Growth Award, which is a fantastic achievement, and many congratulations on that. Where do you go from here?
I think for us to continue the growth and to continue our growth percentage is incredibly key for us. How we do that, that's within our 5-year business plan, but we are looking to develop into new markets and new areas.
Right.
But one thing I will say,
what are these new areas, or is it a secret?
Well, no, the new areas, it's logical just to move into Sussex and into Essex.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, London, I think I'd like to keep out of London.
Yeah, it's probably wise.
It's a bit of a dogfight up there. But yeah, I think that's our intention. And I mean, as a business, one thing I would like to mention, and this goes out to all businesses out there, is last year I attended a Goldman Sachs small to medium business program, of which I applied for, you know, with the Mega Growth that we won. It was like a natural progression. And this course was really about how to sustain growth in a business.
Yep.
And I mean, anyone that's looking to grow their business, then they should really, really, really have a look on the Goldman Sachs Small Business.
You found it really beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, it was fantastic. And you know, for us now, you know, the goals are we're looking at acquisitions. So. Yep. You know, that's key for us over the future, over the next three to five years.
Without giving away any commercial sensitive stuff, are you looking to acquire within the same marketplace or to acquire alongside?
No, we're looking for acquisitions in regards to competition. So potentially 1-2 in the same market area, and then maybe then look outside of the area to give us that, you know, to give us really. The injection of growth that we still want to try and achieve moving forward.
Sure. Oh, no, it's good stuff. Mm. Really good stuff.
I mean, I know I get very, very uppity. If I go into a pub or a restaurant and they don't have Kentish, I get really uppity and I always start squawking at them. Where's your Kent crisps? You know, I make a big deal of it and they hate me, you know. But, you know, it's lovely to see that passion that from you as well.
I think we should be proud from coming from Kent. I mean, we're very, very lucky.
Yeah.
So, and we're just opening a new tasting room, funny enough. It should be open in the next 2 weeks at the office.
No, Jules, come back.
So it would be nice to get you guys down, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do some tasting of some Kent products.
I've already booked a room at the Royal Harbour Hotel, so I don't have to, you know, get a cab home.
Yep. I mean, and funnily enough, in the new year, we will be relaunching our flagship food and drink show.
Me, yes.
Scuff and Quaff,
yes.
Which was a very popular show on this very channel for a long time, and then we moved away from that and did other things, but we're bringing it back due to popular demand. So again, that could be something that would be very good to rock up down there.
Definitely.
and do a live Scuff and Quaff.
I was filming you and live on Periscope, which is Twitter, because I know you're not what's the guy that does your Twitter there?
Well, we've got a small team that does it. No, that's
Tom's
the Julie.
Yeah, so we've got Phoebe that really controls
it. Phoebe, I want Phoebe.
And then Jack as well.
Right,
he tends to cover
if
it.
They're worried about where you've gone, somebody phone me right in the middle of my Periscope. So, we will be Scoff and Quaff. I used to do it very studio based, but I'm going to be doing much more live broadcasts and then so coming to people's venues. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, we could definitely work together on that because of all the local businesses we supply to, you know, the local chefs. Mm. I mean, we work with some incredible
We've got some incredible talents. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
What about Essex? Do they have, because I don't know as much, I was born in Essex, but I don't know as much. Do they have the the producers that we have here.
I don't think so.
Apart from Tiptree, you know, because we've got some amazing small producers.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
I shall take you on a tour of some of mine.
I mean, the thing about Ken is that it is the Garden of England, and we do have a tradition going back hundreds of years of being
hot picking
and the home of beer in the UK, really, yeah, to a large extent. And then when you add that to all the fruit producers here,
yeah,
so you've got loads of apples and loads of pears and loads of cider out of those two things, mm, it's not really surprising that Kent is a hotbed of food and drink produce, really. Yeah. It's what we've always done as a county for over 1,000 years. So, absolutely. Mick, thank you for that. And it's really fascinating to talk to you and to hear your story and your journey. And we wish you much and continued success with your plans to move into the Sussex and Essex market. I mean, Sussex is a bit of a no-brainer because we share this huge border with East Sussex, and it's really Junior Kent is really what it is over there. Sorry, guys. Getting over the bridge is a bit more difficult into Essex, but and we do wish you much success with that.
Thank you.
We're certainly here on Channel Radio happy to work with you guys in anything that you're doing in terms of introducing yourselves to a bigger market. And I also love what you and your wife do personally with Sunday lunches for the old folk, and that's really lovely. So Mick, if people want to find out more about Drink Warehouse, how can they do that? What's the best way to find out more about you?
Website is drinkwarehouseuk.co.uk, and if anyone wants to send any emails in, then the best email address would be sales@dw-group.co.uk. Or by all means, just give me a call direct. You know, our telephone number's 01843 596 511.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Mick, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We've got a few minutes left on the show, so do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Mr. Mick Curtis, Managing Director of Drink Warehouse. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Very interesting. Both our guests today, I found it fascinating. It's lovely. It's actually worth coming back from Namibia just to hear about these guys. Managing conflict at work. This is the date is the 14th of December. It's a Thursday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. It's at Salomon's Conference Centre, which is in Broomhill Road in the Royal Tunbridge Wells. And they're saying that conflicts at work are enormously costly to industry in lost productivity, with the average manager now spending 2 hours a week dealing with conflict. Much more than that in this studio, I can tell you.
Who said that?
This workshop focuses on dealing with individual person-to-person conflict situations, as well as organisational conflict. Using a range of scenarios, the course examines 8 different conflict situations. Delegates work through the options to discover the most effective approaches in each situation. The promotional price is £197 plus VAT. You can email or call Francis and Sandra. Their number is 01202 980540. You can email them on info@healthcourses.co.uk, and that's Thursday the 14th of December at 9:30 in Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Fantastic. There's now a record number of small firms in the UK. The UK small businesses contributed, wait for this, a huge £1.9 trillion,
wow,
pounds to the economy this year, according to new government figures. The latest business population statistics from the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy show that there's now a record 5.7 million businesses in the UK, proving that despite rising costs and flagging consumer demand, entrepreneurial spirit is not easily shaken. And of those 5.7 million businesses, 99.3% employ less than 10 people. That's staggering, isn't
it? That is a staggering statistic.
Mm-hmm. 5.7 million businesses and growing. What you got, Jules?
This is, who's this from? Let's have a look. Georgie at StrongerKentCommunities.org. So she says, hello, we'd love it if you could promote our festive volunteering fair in Sevenoaks with business charity networking. The Stronger Kent Communities programme is in partnership with Imago and invites you. What's Imago? Do you know?
I know it's a
Julie, I love you.
Thank you. It's an infrastructure, charity infrastructure organisation that works throughout Kent.
It could be, it's IMAGO. I'm saying Imago.
Yeah,
it could be Imago.
It's Imago.
In Margot?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. Invites, can you come every week, please? Invites you to be part of Sevenoaks Festive Volunteer Fair. Now, this is also on Thursday, December the 14th, at 12 till 2 p.m. at the Stag Plaza, which is at the Stag Theatre, Sevenoaks. And you can speak directly, they say, to more than 25 different community stalls showcasing what they do. Get info and advice. You can find out what's going on in the area and how to get involved. And there are also volunteering opportunities for all. Free mulled wine and mince pies, free festive treats, network with local businesses and connect with your community. There's also a donation box, which is moving on items for the Bridge Trust Homeless Charity. What a good idea that is. And they say there's no need to book, just pop in and take a look. There is, I think the best thing is if I give out Georgie's email and then you go to Kent Business Radio to find out details of this Sevenoaks Festive Fair, which is on the December the 14th, which is a Thursday at 12 noon. But Georgie's email is G-E-O-R-G-I-E, so Georgie with an I-E, at strongerkentcommunities.org.uk. Paul Andrews.
Thank you. The Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce Start Medway 3-day business startup course. If you have a business idea, are you ready to strike out on your own? Do you want to give your new business the best possible chance of success? And are you resident in Medway? If you can answer yes to those questions, then KICC Start Medway program can help. The program consists of 3 1-day workshops spread over 3 weeks. It's the 1 day a week, 9:30 till 2 on Wednesdays, beginning tomorrow, the 6th of December, and then the second one is on the 13th and then the 20th. This comprehensive and highly popular program is an essential starting point for anyone looking to run their own business. Delivered as a small group session with like-minded people, attendees will benefit from fact sheets, discounts, local supplier benefits, free web resources, a PR package, potential extra one-to-one support, and a series of intensive workshops that will cover the following topics. The plan. Test your business idea, develop your market research, establish proofs of a concept, understand the elements of a business plan, assess and source your funding requirements. Workshop 2 is making the sale. Build a brand, writing a press release, understand your sales processes, develop customer contacts, utilize social media, identify your routes to market, how to sell and to whom. And Workshop 3 is money management. Pricing, planning your cash flow, know your tax and VAT requirements, sensible, easy to follow, bookkeeping, funding and getting paid, and removing the barriers to startup. If you're sure this is the right workshop for you, call our support team for advice on Ashford 01233 225447. That's 01233 225447. Numbers are limited, so register your details now to secure a place. It is free to attend if you are a resident of Medway, or £60 if you're not. So if you are a resident of Medway, it's a free event, and it's taking place starting tomorrow at the Innovation Centre in Medway.
First Aid at Work, it's a 3-day course. It's on the 5th, 6th, 7th of February, so this is a diary date. The cost is £225 per person plus VAT. It's a dedicated course to help at your premises for up to 12 people, and that will cost only £1,275 plus VAT. So that's for 12 people and they'd come to your premises. And there's also a First Aid at Work requalification, which is a 2-day course. And that's on the 7th and 8th of March. And that's £170 per person plus VAT. And there's a dedicated course at your premises for a maximum of 12 people, which costs £820 plus VAT. So that must be for the requalification, I'm guessing. This is from the First Aid team. .co.uk, and they say we also run open courses in Canterbury, Hastings, Orpington and Tunbridge Wells, and please get in touch. So you can contact email Jeremy at the First Aid Team, and that is THE, the First Aid Team .co.uk, and they're on the little website is the First Aid Team .co.uk, and all details as usual will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
It was recently reported at the World Economic Forum that by 2025, 10% of gross domestic product will be stored on blockchains or related technology. In short, blockchain could revolutionise transactions and business operations forever. You better believe it. As ever with new tech, there is a split option on whether it will revolutionise or indeed replace the key processes in banking, financial reporting and auditing, or whether it will be just an add-on to existing systems. In a nutshell, add more value, such as complex transactions, judgment areas, and interpretation of data and trends. This year, you will be hard-pressed to find a major bank, professional service firm, or a large software company or government that did not conduct some sort of research into cryptocurrencies, publish a paper about it, or an initiative on a blockchain project. Blockchain so far has been early adopted by banking and financial services. That's a report from Duncan Cochran Dyett, who's a partner at MHA McIntyre Hudson Accountants. Fintech is what we generally call that these days.
Yeah.
And the United Kingdom is now the world's leading hub for fintech companies.
Exactly. I know, because I tweet for Frontier Funds.
Mm-hmm. And my son works for one.
Oh, does he? Yeah, of course. Stoops. Stu, does he? Yeah. Oh, he's back from his wanderings then.
He is.
Listen, the lovely Adam Makowski, lovely little Polish chap, I know, his Twitter is at Fab, F-A-B, and then another B, and then D-E-A, Fab Dia. He's an amazing 3D artist. But he's offering a special service with his wife, which is a Christmas cleanup. I like thought this. So you know how you get in a frenzy before Christmas. They are offering Christmas time services, including vacuuming, sweeping, polishing, mopping, indoor windows cleaning, kitchens, bathrooms, etc., and a little garden tidy up if you want. £10 an hour. Please contact us for more details and availability. So you can find them on Meg and Adam. That's And is spelled A-N-D. Meg and Adam 40 for the Christmas cleanup, or Fab with a two B's, D-E-A, at Fab Dia, Adam Makowski. You'll find him on our Twitter.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Terry Botfield, who's known as TD Botty on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And he says, thanks, Business Bunker, for all your support for the new Marsh Networking Group. A shout out, please, for Marsh Networking over coffee tomorrow, Wednesday, manana, 10 a.m. at the Sinkport Arms in New Romney, and Marsh After Hours at 5 p.m. on the 13th of December at the Ship Dimchurch. And it says join the buzz. So do give Terry a follow on the Twitter TD Botty, and go along to the Marsh Networking either tomorrow for coffee in the morning or on the 13th of December in the evening at the Ship in Dimchurch.
You know, I know I said this on the last show I was on, but Riverford, Kent, it's their busiest. They are at full capacity in Romney Marsh, delivering food and pantry and sundries in the Romney Marsh area. And we think it's because people can't really get out to the shops, the transport and everything. You've got to drive everywhere.
It's not easy, that's
no,
for sure.
So, you know, very good for them, really, in that respect.
I've got 174 new tweets. I don't think we're going to get those all in somehow, do you? But this one I really must mention.
Come on.
Otherwise, I will be in big trouble.
In the doghouse.
It's a Networkers Networking event. And you can follow them on the Twitter at NN Event Number 1. NN Event 1. And it says, hi, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. Please give a shout out for the next Networkers Networking event on February the 8th at Eastwell Manor. Follow us for more details as they come. This is going to be even bigger and better than before. The Networkers Networking event is an event targeted at people that want to find out about networking without going to all the individual networking groups to find out. So all the individual networking groups come to one place.
Fabulous.
So all the networking groups are there. You can hear from them, find out which is the best group for you. Also, you're going to hear from two or three speakers about networking, businesses, marketing and stuff like that. It's always, Amanda always picks the most wonderful venues.
It's a great venue.
The absolutely fabulous venues to hold these events in. And the next one will be at Eastwell Manor. Which
see, Amanda's a lover of a posh loo too.
Amanda?
Yeah, she loves a posh loo. Her
she
and
does.
I, well, her and I send pictures of posh loos to each other.
I know.
Along with Tented and Twilight.
Did she send you one of our room in Brussels?
Not yet.
In Bruges?
No, but I saw the Shardy one, the Shard, yeah. Or where was she?
How no, it was the Shard, yeah, yeah, it was the Shard, yeah.
No, I haven't seen the Brussels one yet.
No, no, she liked the one, no, Bruges. She liked the Bruges one because it had his and her basins.
Well, there was an African one, which I haven't had time, I've got so many pictures, but the African women I love because they've got curves and they wear colour. And on the toilet, the African symbol, the lady's symbol, was a curvy woman, which I found really, really enjoyable. There was also another one with cross
I can't
legs.
Think why, Jules,
well,
to be honest.
You know, I fit in well there with curvy women and curvy men.
What did the men have on their door then?
I can't remember. I'll have to go back.
Long, tall, sticky thing.
But talking about wine and that, the Cape Town wine and the South African wine and food out there is just incredible, as you probably know.
I've not been out, but I'd like to.
Let's go. Yeah. We could have a slope off Africa, couldn't we?
I've just had a tweet from Alison at the FSB when I was mentioning earlier about with Mick saying about the type of attitude that we need for hiring people. And she's just posted the next 30-30 that we're running. And she says, yes, Paul, here's the first date for Skills 30-30 in 2018, taking place on the 25th of January at the Lee Academy, Dartford. You can book now for a guaranteed feel-good event. So let me tell you a bit more about what happens at these events. 30-30 is a free event that we offer in schools. And basically, we try to take 30 employers to meet 30 students and to talk about the world of work. What happens is there's a couple of workshops delivered for the employers, for the students, on how to present themselves. So Deb Turner and Daryl Lynham do how to present yourself, how to do a proper CV, not the ones that we're used to having of old school types, but a real proper CV, how to get yourself an interview, how to present yourself at an interview. And I do a talk on the world of work and new careers and what's going on. And then we hear from Kent County Council on the Kent Guilds and the Kent Apprenticeship Schemes. And we also hear from the lovely folks from Mark Parrin at Kent Supported Employment, who deal with finding people that have supported needs and getting supported needs people into work. It's a fabulous event. It's totally free. We normally get a bit of lunch chucked in. And then what we do is we network with the students. We have speed networking, in which each student tells you a little bit about them and about the A-levels they're looking at and whether they're looking to go to university or not. We then try to convince them not to go to university, but to take an apprenticeship. And we talk about the world of work, both our industry, what's involved in our industries, and what kind of skills we want to see and what kind of attitudes. Fabulous event. We've run a couple of dozen of them now. They've always been well received, and the next one's on the 25th of January, so do join us if you're an employer and you want to get involved in looking at the workforce of the future. The interesting thing about it is, like a lot of informational things, you know, a lot of our employers go, oh, the trouble with the kids of today is they're unemployable. And a lot of the kids go, the trouble with the world of work today is they want you to work forever for nothing.
Yeah.
Once you start putting people together and talking to each other, you see that that's not entirely true. Mm. The very first one we ran, we had employers actually offered young people jobs on the spot. Not Brilliant. That that was what it was for, but they actually did and said, you know, we've seen people here, we want to employ.
Yeah. What's the date of this?
The next one is the 25th of January, and it's at the Lee Academy, which is in Dartford.
Brilliant. Julie?
We've only ever had really successful apprentices and been a really, really good way for us to recruit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they learn on the job and then at the end of the year they decide, actually even for them, whether it's the right sort of career path they're going in. But yeah, we've always had really, really positive experiences taking on apprentices.
The data's really quite hard and fast now. The lifetime earning of an apprentice is now far in excess of a graduate. Unfortunately, we're still in that phase where everybody thinks that, you know, having a degree is the ultimate. There's nothing wrong with having a degree, and there's nothing wrong with going to university.
Well, if you're going to be a doctor or a dentist.
But it's not the only route, and it's not necessarily the best route into employment if that's your if that's what you're after. So we talk about all those kind of issues at 30-30. So do have a look at that. Have you got any more emails?
I've done with emails, actually.
Have you?
Lots and lots of tweets coming in. Tracy Ferguson is popping up. Stu Weller as well. Hello, because of course Stu Weller.
It's party
magician.
Time. He's a close-up magician. Need someone for your party, he's your man.
He's great. He's there. I've mentioned Adam Mikowski, Neville Gaunt. I don't know. Is he still in Bangladesh?
He's been in
Bangladesh.
In Bangladesh, but I think he's back now.
Okay, he's coming on. We've got Teresa Fratici. She is a writer and Comagio co-founder or founder, so she writes about developing and communications pro Europe based tech and travel, so she's been tweeting us as well. Hello.
Fantastic. I want to tell you about a conference that's coming up in Essex, funnily enough.
All right.
Early 2018.
Where in Essex?
Experience a one day of conference like no other on the 27th of February at the CEME Conference Centre. will be prime stage for the most comprehensive event on every ambitious business owner's calendar. During the morning, you'll benefit from recognised speakers on cybersecurity and business asset protection. After lunch, there'll be a networking masterclass focusing on the areas crucial for every business to thrive. These roundtable discussions will provide your business with the best chance to gain new market share and a greater profit during 2018. You can find out all about it, including where it is, by going to the website, which is www.cawl.org.uk.
cawl.org.uk. What a tease.
Yeah.
I bet it's Basildon.
It's somewhere around there, yeah. Cool. So that's that. Do you know what? We're fast approaching the end of the show.
We are. Where did it go? I tell you what, I won't be sorry to get out. It's freezing, isn't it?
It's a bit chilly.
I was thinking about ripping Mick's scarf off him at one stage.
Yeah, that's typical of you.
I've come from 45 degrees.
I know. I can see.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Absolutely. We've reached the end of another show. It just leaves me to tell you what's coming up later today on Channel Radio. At 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Bonet with the Kent Creative Show. And today she has woodturner Tim Price and artist Tracy Peasley. And they're on the show at 4 p.m. Tim talks about his previous life as a model maker and Buddhist monk.
Oh.
And she's got, in brackets, an amazing story. I can't wait to hear that. And Tracy about her intense art process. And I've seen some of the work that Tracy Peasley does. And she is a massively talented artist. And local artists to boot. So do tune in for that on channelradio.co.uk/2, the Kent Creative Show here at 4 p.m. At 5 p.m. we join Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, in his stripy socks for 2 hours of celebrity interviews and music, and that's on Channel Radio 1. And then at 7 o'clock we have Mr. Joey Whaler with the Rockabilly Show.
Oh, I love that.
At 8 o'clock, back here on channelradio.co.uk/2, is the repeat of this very show.
Oh, really?
So 8 till 10 o'clock is the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and her, the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin, and our guests, the lovely Julie Blackmore and Mr. Mick Curtis. So you can hear this all over again at 8 o'clock this evening. And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
Great show that.
Absolutely. So don't forget to finish off the evening with Club Culture Show with Mr. Boy George here on channelradio.co.uk/2. And also join Amanda for the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday at 11 o'clock. So thank you all for joining us this week. We'll be back next week. Hope you have a wonderful week. See you all soon. Bye,
bye
for now.
Bye.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.